The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, a lot of the assassins of politicians become more famous than the politicians. You can certainly see that with Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, John Hinckley Jr., etc. And now, will another name be added? Tetsuya Yamagami is the man that's been cited as the main suspect in the assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. It sent shockwaves around the world. Credible reaction. It almost seems like something from another era. Abe, of course, was Japan's longest serving prime minister. He was shot at around 11:30 a.m. in the western region of Nara, where he was delivering a campaign speech. And a little bit like Irish politics, there's a certain informality about campaign events in the Japanese political calendar. So people are open, they are accessible, they may not necessarily be protected fully by a security detail. Anyway, we'll delve into all the details of this dreadful event with Brian Gaynor, who's an Irish journalist based in Japan. Good evening, Brian.
Good morning to you.
Good morning where you are, of course. Thank you very much for joining us. I mean, just first of all, we'll get into the detail in a second, but just give me your initial reaction. What's just the Japanese population? How are they reacting to this? Is this something that has just, you know, completely come unexpected? Political violence is very rare in Japan. I mean, just give me the gut reaction of the ordinary Japanese person to this event.
It's one of shock, of tremendous shock, Emmett, I think. Yeah, as you were saying there, like, it's not just, a political assassination. It's the nature of the violence involved as well. It was an assassination using a gun, and gun violence here in Japan is incredibly rare. For instance, last year in 2021, the National Police Statistics said there was only 10 recorded shootings in the whole country. So on top of that, then, to have one of probably Japan's leading post-war politicians assassinated in such a brutal fashion, particularly campaigning publicly for the upcoming election on Sunday, has just, yes, left the country reeling with shock.
And Brian, has there been any sort of increase in rancor generally? Have the political temperatures been rising in recent years? I mean, has there been even any sign, discernible sign, of kind of just the whole political scene and landscape there just being a little bit more churny, a little bit more aggressive? I mean, or is this just totally out of surprise?
I'll have to say this is totally out of the blue, as it were, like, because if nothing else, actually, the big question coming into the election on Sunday we'll see Japan host a national election. The big question wasn't so much politics as to what the voter turnout would be, because over the past couple of years, it's been declining and declining quite a bit. So it wasn't, if you like, that politics itself was becoming particularly bitter or particularly aggressive, nothing like that. And even today, the suspect who, when he was arrested, according to the initial police reports, said he had no political animosity against Shinzo Abe himself. Rather, he felt frustrated against him as a person and then made some yet to be, understood remarks about Mr. Abe's links to a certain unnamed organization as well. But these were just initial reports from the police. There's yet to be any detail about those.
Now, Brian, you weren't obviously directly standing there, but from what you can gather from the various strands of media reports, can you just recreate the incident itself? Who was around? Was he any way of level of protection? Just take us into the actual incident as best you can.
So, yeah, it was 11:30 this morning here in Japan. Shinzo Abe, the former prime minister, was giving a campaign speech, a stump speech, basically. He was at a road roundabout, I suppose is the best way of describing it, in front of a busy train station in Nara, a large city in western Japan. He had just started his speech. He was surrounded by police, and being an ex-prime minister, he had his own security detail with him as well. But as I said, incidents like this are so rare. I think the last time you could say there was a political assassination of the same degree was prior to World War II in 1936. So the police, by and large, tend to be quite hands-off in the sense that they're there just more for crowd control than anything else. So looking at the media pictures that have been appearing and the footage taken on phones, the assassin actually approached ex-Prime Minister Abe from behind. and approached quite easily, quite readily. There was nobody there to stop him, no police, no security personnel. He took out what seemed to be a homemade weapon and fired two shots.
When you say homemade, do you mean to like a 3D type of weapon that you can make from plans? Is that your understanding of it?
No. Again, from what I've seen, if you like, photographs of the weapon in question, it looked literally homemade, like that there was black tape wrapped around what looked like two barrels. Like, I'm no expert in guns, but I would say it would be a homemade shotgun or the equivalent of that.
Right. Now, Brian, if I went out and surveyed 1,000 Irish people, I'm not sure they would know, and I may be doing people a grave disservice on this, but I'm not sure they would know a lot of Japanese politicians. But the one they might know is Shinzo Abe. He's quite well known in the West, mainly because of his economic reforms, and he's obviously well travelled, has attended a lot of the G7 meetings. He had a few quite interesting meetings, I believe, with Donald Trump. I remember that he had one of the first handshakes of that particular administration. But just give our listeners some idea of Shinzo Abe. Who is he, or what is he? What kind of politician? Why do we all know him and we don't know other Japanese politicians?
I suppose, yeah, well, there's a number of reasons for that. One, because he was the longest serving Japanese prime minister in post-war history. He served two stints, first from 2006 to 2007, and then subsequently from 2012 to 2020. It was the second stint as prime minister, that 8 years, that made him the longest serving prime minister. And in that time, I think he did reorientate Japanese politics, both domestically within the country and also in terms of its international relations with other countries. He very much became, or very much, if you like, gave a more kind of aggressive, outward-looking Japanese kind of identity, as opposed to the previous kind of pacifist, rather anonymous, grey kind of Japan or Japanese politician was hitherto the case. I think as well, yeah, you touched upon his relationship to President Trump. I think he was very quick to realise how to deal with President Trump, in the sense that it was at a personal rather than a political or systematic relationship. So as you said, he was the first prime minister, the first foreign politician to visit Trump after he'd been elected in New York and presented him with a gold-plated set of golf clubs, which I think Trump quite liked. Against that, his dealings with his near Asian neighbours, particularly China and South Korea, could probably best be described as antagonistic. I don't think he made too many friends in those countries, particularly South Korea, particularly given his own, if you like, nationalist leanings and his kind of revisionist interpretation of what occurred in World War II and who ultimately bore responsibility for that. So a bit of a contested legacy, I think, is probably the best way of describing.
And Brian, the reason I bring up Irish security is because we have incredible levels of informality with our politicians. A lot of them have no security. If they do, it's very minimal. Do you think the Japanese, part of their reaction to this is going to be a fresh look at security precautions among their politicians? Is it going to make them more distant? Would you expect the days of these type of stump speeches, as you described them yourself, are they now over? I know it's early days, but do you think the general reaction is going to be a tightening up of personal security for Japan's politicians? Or do you think people see this as just an outlier, tragic and all that it is, an outlier event?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I think one of the issues that is arising this evening here in Japan is just how lax the security was around Shinzo Abe. Like, you know, that the assassin could walk within 2 meters of him and shoot him twice. The first actually shot missed him. The second shot, unfortunately, did hit him and hit him quite badly, obviously. So, there are questions about that, like in terms of, shall we say, the professionalism of the security, not just the police, but the security detail with Shinzo Abe. Will that have effects on stump speeches and, as you say, the informality? Again, hard to know. Maybe not so much with, say, local politicians, but definitely maybe with more, how would you say, well-known national politicians. Yes, I can certainly expect an increased security around them over the next couple of days.
And in terms of the discourse in Japanese politics generally, I know you're saying that there hasn't been any increase in rancor, etc., but when they're having a go at each other, Japanese politicians, is it conducted quite civilly, or are we talking more like a polarised sort of picture like we're getting in the US and to some degree in Europe as well? Or, you know, because I have a sense of these very regal Japanese politicians very respectfully debating, but my image may be 20 or 30 years out of date. I mean, how is politics conducted in Japan in general?
Yes, it tends to be quite, shall we say, in comparison to particularly to America and I suppose the rough and tumble back home in Ireland and I suppose recently in the UK as well, it would still be quite staid and quite reserved. That is not to say that passions don't get inflamed and people get angry and points are made, but not to the same extent. It definitely, you wouldn't have, say, akin to, say, the Tory Labour divide you'd have in the UK or particularly say in the States between Republicans and Democrats. Nothing as decisive as that, no. A lot of political issues tend to be solved in the background, shall we say. There's a lot of backroom dealing okay. and deal making.
It sounds like the way politics used to be conducted in places like the US and Europe as well. Yeah. So maybe we've lost something on this part of the world from that. For the moment, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on a very tragic event for the man, his family, for Japan generally as a country. Brian Gaynor is an Irish journalist based in Japan on that dreadful assassination of Shinzo Abe happening totally unexpected and very much against the culture of Japanese politics.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.